This is In Ear Insights, the Trust Insights podcast. In this episode of In Ear Insights, today we are talking about Google Search Console. It is the number one search marketing resource that marketers don't use. Understandably, the reason for it is I guess, understandable. It's not, especially in its old incarnation, was not the friendliest piece of software to use. The documentation wasn't great, but there are a lot of marketers who are relying on the basic search stuff within Google Analytics without connecting Search Console to it, and they're all asking questions like, why am I not seeing any keywords? You know, why don't I know what people are searching for on my website? And the answer, of course, is you should have connected to Google Search Console. So to kick things off, let's talk about what can you find in Search Console? What have we used Search Console for in the past?
Well, I think you've already started to say some of it. And, you know, the keywords is the big thing that marketers are looking for. I want to take a step back for a second. And, you know, I think that Google Search Console is often that forgotten component when setting up your Google Analytics account properly. You know, there's this misunderstanding that, well, I put the Google Analytics tag on my website, I'm done. But there's so many more things that, if connected properly, your Google Analytics become more powerful, and Google Search Console is one of those things. And so what you can get from Search Console is what people are searching for within your website. And those are those keywords and phrases that you're often looking for. You can see the pages that people are searching on. You can see what countries they're coming from, devices. So there's a lot of overlap in terms of the type of data you can get from Search Console versus Google Analytics. But really, the two systems work best in conjunction with each other. You really don't want to use one independent of the other. You would really like to use them together.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now let's talk about some of the data itself. When you go into Search Console, yes, you see the pages that are getting search hits. But the thing I think most marketers are interested in is, what am I getting searched for? Like, what do I show up for when someone's searching for me? And this is something that I am constantly amazed people don't spend more time with, because if you know what people are finding you for, then you either know that your overall marketing strategy is wrong or right. So in our results, our top performing term is Trust Insights. I would be a little worried if that wasn't in the top. Like, if no one ever searched for our company by name, then that kind of tells me that we're not doing our public relations right, we're not doing our advertising right, we're not doing our content marketing right, no one's searching for it. When you see something where the logical and obvious thing is not present, like when you dig into a company's analytics, Search Console analytics, and you see it's totally wrong, what's the first thing you tell people other than, hey, you're completely wrong?
Well, it's less telling and more asking. It's what kind of content are you promoting? What keywords are you focusing on? Did you do your SEO keyword research? And I think that that's really where the data that you can get out of Search Console becomes more powerful, because what we often see is that marketers focus so much on what they want to be known for versus what they actually are known for. And I think that there's that middle piece is missing of what's really happening with their audience. And so, you know, if I see that, let's, you know, just say us, for example, that we are getting known for dry cleaning, for example, then my first question to you and myself would be, where on our site have we talked about dry cleaning? You know, what's happening? Like, have we been spammed? Did we mention something that happened to go viral or take off? Basically, just trying to figure out, what are we doing that is causing that type of keyword or phrase to become the thing that we're known for? And is that okay? Is it okay that we're known for dry cleaning, or do we need to start to do some course correction? And that's where I would start with that, versus telling people yes, it's implied you're doing it wrong, but really it's starting to understand like what's happening. So, you know, I think that using the Search Console data in conjunction with your SEO keyword data is really going to help you pull all of that information together.
I totally agree. And the other thing that I don't see people using Search Console data for enough is measuring the impact of their brand. Again, if no one's ever searching for your brand name, mm-hmm. you kind of have a brand awareness problem. I mean, it's great if you're getting all your traffic from your top unbranded terms, like analytics consulting firm or, you know, analytics for marketers. But if no one's ever searching for your company name, you've got a brand problem. And one of the questions I know people used to love to ask us back in the old days was, how do I measure my PR? Right? How do I measure my public relations? Well, simple. If no one who knows who you are, I'd say your public relations haven't gone so well.
Well, and that's a really good pro tip is, you know, and you're right. And we still get that question. How do I measure my PR? And this is exactly it. This is a tool that you would want to use to measure your PR, because right here is all the information about what people know you for.
Yep.
And so I guess one of my questions to you is, tools such as SEMrush and Ahrefs, how do those compare with a Google Search Console? Because I think that Search Console, as we've been stating, is a mystery to people what to do with it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. A lot of the big search company tools don't necessarily disclose exactly where their data sources come from. So one of the challenges that marketers have is you have to use them if you want to do apples to apples comparisons with a competitor. So because you can't, obviously you can't, don't have access to your competitor's websites, but there will be a difference because what they're doing is measuring clickstream data, measuring estimation, using a bunch of different data sources to try and infer what is highly ranked. Search Console pulls data directly from Google. It is Google's own data, and therefore, in terms of truthfulness, it is the most accurate, most truthful representation of how people find you. So you have to use it for your own stuff, but if you're comparing Search Console data with a professional SEO tool, you're going to see some differences. You know, for example, Google has never been forthcoming about how things rank. So a lot of search tools have to use multiple search engines. They'll pull in data from Bing's API, and Bing is very open about, you know, hey, we want you to use our data because we want you to stop using Google. And so you'll see differences. In terms of what do you do with that, if you are trying to fix up, or if you're trying to measure your own brand strength internally and trying to fix up your own website, you should be using Search Console. If you are comparing yourself to competitors, you should be using a third-party SEO tool.
So let's talk a little bit about what you were saying in terms of fixing up your website. So there are other things, aside from keywords, which are incredibly important, there are other things that Search Console does that you can use to fix up your own website. So let's talk a little bit about those. You know, let's talk about mobile usability. Let's talk about sitemaps. Let's talk about the importance of a sitemap. What is a sitemap for those who don't know?
The sitemap is the table of contents for your website. It tells Google, you load this very specific file format. It's called XML. That your website may or may not automatically generate depending on your content management system. You load this to your Search Console account, and it tells Google, hey, here's all the pages you should know about. Google will read the sitemap, and it will compare it to its own results, and it will say, oh, yep, I missed those pages, or nope, you're sending me garbage. I'm going to ignore you now. But it is essential for, especially if you have content on more than one system that you want associated with your website. So a lot of marketers have, for example, a marketing automation system like Pardot or HubSpot or something. And they have their own CMSs, their own landing page tools and stuff. And Google doesn't necessarily know that what's in your, say, your Pardot account is part of your website. Search Console is your opportunity to say to Google, yes, all of this is one website. So links that you've gotten to that special promotional landing page belong to our overall top-level domain, our, you know, trustinsights.ai, for example. This is especially important when you have the potential for multiple domain names or the potential for multiple websites. So we used to have an old .com address, and we set up trustinsights.ai. So any content that was to that old site. We want to tell Google, hey, this is part of our, you know, any links to that old website are part of our trustinsights.ai domain. So treat them accordingly, as opposed to saying, think of it like a separate website, which we don't want them doing. Which kind of goes back to our favorite topic of all, which is Search Console is a fantastic tool, but only after you've done your planning. If you don't have an SEO plan, none of this matters. So why don't people plan more on their SEO? Do they just assume this is the magic's going to happen behind the scenes and all the software will do it for them?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, because I was going to say the exact same thing of, so what you're saying is Google doesn't automatically just know. There's actual work that has to go into it. So I think that that's exactly it. I think that there's a misunderstanding that you actually have to tell Google what pages you have, what work you've done for them to be able to start to serve them up in their search results. It's not just, I've posted a blog, the blog automatically shows up in the search results. There's actual work that has to happen behind the scenes that you need to let Google know, hey, this is a thing and this is associated with me. So please show this in the search results when somebody's looking for this topic. And so I think that that right there, the sitemap, is so overlooked, is the one thing that people often forget to do or don't know that they have to do. And they get so frustrated with when they're trying to work on and fix their SEO of, well, I've done all this work. Why isn't it showing up? Because Google still doesn't know about it.
Exactly. Google is a machine learning system. Machine learnings require data to learn from. Your sitemap is your way of telling Google, learn from this data. If you don't ever provide that, you're leaving it up to the algorithm, and it may or may not decide things in your favor.
So how often would you say, what's sort of the best practice for how often you should update your sitemap, or does it do it for you?
So it depends on your content management system. If you're using a system like WordPress, for example, and you've installed a really good SEO plugin like All-in-One or Yoast or any of these, the major plugins, they will automatically update the sitemap for you. It's actually done in real time because it draws from the WordPress database. So every time you put up a new blog post on trustinsights.ai, that page gets added to the sitemap. And then Google recrawls that sitemap relatively regularly. So it was averaging about every 3 days. It's now averaging close to every day. That just shows you how scary their AI is. But one of the things I think is so important to do is, you know, on a maybe monthly or quarterly basis, manually refresh the sitemap. You can go into Search Console and say, hey, recheck this sitemap. Or anytime you've launched something new, like a new landing page for a campaign that you want to make sure that the world knows about, it's time to log into Search Console and just say, hey, make sure you're checking us out.
Mm-hmm.
Which again, goes back to planning. If your campaigns don't have this incorporated, you know, hey, like update sitemap, then you're missing a key ingredient.
Well, and, you know, we could talk about why that does or doesn't happen, you know, ad nauseum. And part of that, which is a topic for a different day, is getting different teams to work together. So you might have your SEO team, you might have your ad team, you might have your content team. And all of those teams need to work together towards the same goal versus independently and siloed, which is where a lot of these issues start to happen. Because, you know, well, I'm just creating the content, someone else is taking care of the posting and technical side of it. Well, I'm just creating the campaign, someone else is going to create the landing page and make sure that Google knows about it. So that, you know, I don't want to go too far down a rabbit hole, but that is a big part of why these plans don't come together the way that they should in a very coherent 360 way.
Yeah, there's actually a new term for that because, of course, consulting agencies needed something new to sell. But the term these days is called marketing orchestration. And the reason for that is that more and more, it's not just the teams internally. It is also coordinating your different agencies, because a lot of companies have 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 or 20 different agencies. You know, there's an SEO agency and a marketing agency and an ad agency and a PR agency and so on and so forth. And no one is helping them connect the dots. And in a lot of cases, because of the trend in the agency world of, you know, trying to always branch out to new revenue, they compete with each other. So like your PR agency may also try to be a content marketing agency, but then your SEO agency is like, hey, what you guys doing over there? And so marketing orchestration, you know, perhaps that should indeed be a second episode. But one of the other critical things, and this goes to our other favorite topic, which is governance, is that Search Console can't just live with one person in your organization. It has to be something that all the relevant parties at least have some visibility into. Now, you may not want to give administrative access to everyone. So what's another option for that? Would Data Studio be a good choice there?
Data Studio is always a really good choice, especially when it comes... I'm such a Data Studio fan. When it comes to the Google properties, you know that they're all going to work very well together because that's the way that Google has set them up. So using Data Studio is an excellent option for those that you want to give visibility to, but not necessarily admin rights to you. So that at the very least, the different teams and the different stakeholders around your organization, or even, you know, the different agencies and third parties that you're working with can see, okay, here's what's happening. Or, hey, here's an error. You know, Google Search Console has told me that my usability isn't working great. So let me go tell the team who can actually fix that because I don't know if they're aware of it. I'm so grateful that this is a podcast and not a video because my face when you said marketing orchestration. I mean, back in my day, that was called a project manager.
You know, again, consulting firms need something new to sell.
I know. It's, you know, I'm going to table that for now because that's a topic for a different day that we for sure should tackle over many, many hours because it's ridiculous. But anyway, yeah. So, oh man, it is Monday morning, isn't it? No, Google Data Studio is an excellent, excellent option for setting up visibility into your analytics for other people when you don't necessarily want to give them admin access, but you want to give them some visibility into what's going on.
I would also add to that it is fantastic for telling the story of your marketing because you can have, here's our Search Console search terms, and then you can right next to that in the same window, you can have your Google Analytics organic search traffic, and then you can have your conversions from search traffic, and it tells a data story. It's data storytelling from beginning to end of here's what's happened in search. And if you want to improve your search marketing reporting, your SEO reporting, this is probably one of the best ways to do it, is to tell that story in however you like. But Data Studio is the place to do it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And not to hop off of Search Console onto Data Studio, but one of the things that I also think people don't necessarily know is that Data Studio has so many third-party integrations now, and they keep just adding more and more, that you can use your SEO search data, your software of choice, to continue to tell that story all within the same dashboard without having to have multiple reports. So I think that that's such a smart recommendation, Chris, is, you know, tell the story of your search data in Data Studio using Google Search Console, because Search Console really tells you, here's what people are actually doing on our own site. This is our own data.
Here's an interesting idea then. Could you use predictive analytics and have a side-by-side of here's what is likely to happen, here's what has happened, and use that to as sort of an all-in-one one-stop shopping for your all of your search marketing with Data Studio and a spreadsheet.
Absolutely. I think that is such a great idea because what that does is that gives any one marketer or any one team or stakeholder the full picture. Here's what the market is going to want. Here's what we're planning to do. Here's what we did. Here's what happened. And then you kind of continue to go through that cycle of figuring out what's working and what's not working. Like that right there is the full picture of your search data. I mean, that's so smart. I don't know why more people aren't thinking about it that way.
Well, I mean, to your point earlier, it's Google Search Console's one of Google's best kept marketing secrets that really shouldn't be. It's like it's, you shouldn't do it. So to summarize and wrap up, Search Console tells you how your website's doing from a technical perspective, from a search perspective, from a mobile perspective, and is the most important way to tell Google, hey, you missed something, or hey, we got something new, please pay attention to it. And if you want to make the most of it, integrate it with your Google Analytics and integrate it with your Google Data Studio. And if you have questions about how to do any of this, please feel free to hit us up. We're happy to answer your questions. You can go to trustinsights.ai. And if you'd like to just ask some simple questions, join our free Facebook group at trustinsights.ai/analyticsformarketers. We're happy to chat with you there. As always, please subscribe to the YouTube channel and the newsletter, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to In-Ear Insights, the Trust Insights podcast. Please ask a coworker or colleague to follow our show on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows. Got a question you'd like us to answer? Want some help solving your data and analytics challenges? Visit us at www.trustinsights.ai today.